But that's my lead in to my next guest analyst, and that would be Craig Bolanos. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for taking the time to get out of bed early.
Hey, good morning to you and a very happy Friday. The AI halo effect is back in vogue, isn't it, Scott?
I'm going to have to be quiet because I think I love AI and I want to be more involved with it. But what I saw happen yesterday, it just defied logic to me. And I don't know if that's a canary in the coal mine about, hey, remember that day? But I just have a difficult time with 37 years in the industry in three different continents involved with equities the whole time, recalling anything like that before. So I don't know. Irrational exuberance. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, could be justified. Here we go. I mean, hey.
Oh, come on. Now, wait a second. You're not saying Alan Greenspan. Irrational exuberance is not here. Let's remember what just happened. They beat on revenue. NVIDIA beat on earnings. They beat on margins. They beat on guidance. And remember, these were already very lofty expectations. But, Scott, I have a new word. I prepped it for you this morning. I'm sitting there eating dinner, watching Pat Sajak and Vanna White. She's turning the letters. And they couldn't solve the puzzle. And the puzzle, that's because it wasn't Goldilocks. We've moved past Goldilocks. Scott, we are now making up new words. The market environment is living in platinum locks. And platinum locks is better than Goldilocks because, come on, 21 times earnings right now. I mean, I just don't think that makes sense. I don't want to give you any ammunition, but that rebound in inflation, the Fed pushing rate cuts back from June to March, reducing the number of rate cuts from 6 down to 3, that terrible retail sales data we had the other week that we talked about, I add all of it up. I don't know what it's going to be, but man, I'm starting to feel like a grizzled old skeptic like you, even though I'm still long this whole thing, just waiting for the reversal.
Yeah. Where does one begin? Okay. I'll start with this. I'm going to touch on this on my show tonight, too. But there will be a reckoning. We can't continue to spend like we're spending, both at the consumer level and at the administration of Congress. All right. Our debt is a big, big, big problem. They're quietly, a lot of people laying off. There is an underlying bad economy on top of this very narrow stock indices euphoria. I really do feel like it's the 1920s. I really do. I want things to be good. Believe me, we have farmland. We have a family trust that's got stocks in it. I mean, come on. I want things to be as good as possible, but I want them to be healthy good. I don't want them to be I don't know. I don't even know what this is. You know, fentanyl good. I don't know. I mean, it's absolutely, what happened yesterday to me was insane. Insane. But I have to go with it because the market will stay crazier longer than I can stay solvent. So I'm not going to try to sell into it. I'm not going to fight City Hall. But I'm going to guarantee you one thing, and that is it's unsustainable. I'll tell you that right now, because we cannot spend the $35 trillion we're going to be in debt come June. With what we've got going on in our bond market and how we're going to we need to float $1.8 billion worth of bonds a day. That's how much we spend. I mean, and now we've got the consumer that we just had a retail sales number that says, "Uh-oh. 70% of the economy could be absolutely rolling off the end of the bed here." I have, you know, that old show Lost in Space, Danger Will Robinson. I have the biggest Danger Will Robinson thing in my head right now because of what happened yesterday.
But Scott, don't worry, Danger Will Robinson, because AI is here to give you the robot, which is Will's partner and savior. It's going to be okay.
You're awesome. And so, look, yeah, I know I sound like Debbie Downer, but I said I have risk. We have land. We have stocks. These are the things that are supposed to be good in this environment, but I just don't feel like it's a good environment. I don't. I feel like...
Let me give you a chance. Let's do this before we close out.
Uh-huh. And You got two minutes.
All right. 2 minutes. Here you go. You're in control. What are the first? Now, we live in a democracy, free men and free women. It makes it great. But if we were living in the other, what are three things that come to the top of your mind that you would instantly start doing right now to provide better defined outcomes and sustainability?
As far as finance goes in the markets, you're asking.
In whatever. It's all related, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I would say that. I mean, my number one, well, this is not even finance, though, but my number one problem right now is, well, I just got done talking about it to our producer, Will, here. I think we there has not been a time where we've lived, it's been a long time that we've lived in such an immoral, amoral, unethical, you know, situation than we are right now. I mean, the very fact that we can, the student loan forgiveness thing to me, and nobody's really pushing back on it, to me, it's highway robbery, it's stealing, it is unconscionable, and it's now considered acceptable behavior. To take from people that decide they don't want to pay their loans and put it to people that are going to have to pay their loans for them. I don't get it. I just do not get it. But it's okay behavior. And so when I go speak, I kick off my talks with how to make money in this immoral, unethical time. Because the things that used to work don't work anymore because people don't play by the same rules. That's where I would start like I said to Will, I said, okay, fine. If you don't want to pay for your student loan, I don't want to pay for my house either. But when I don't pay for my house, they take it. So if you don't want to pay for your loan, give me your degree back and the job that you got with it. You don't get something for nothing in this world. But that's what we live in. And so when I see this, the investments that people are doing, I'm like, man, you got to be careful here. I love AI. I love technology. I was the CEO of a publicly traded technology fund in London. I love it. But sometimes you can get it's a little too euphoric for me. That's all. I want a little bit more of a measured approach. But I can't change everybody. Like I said, the market will stay, crazier than I can, longer than I can stay solvent. And I just have to let it happen. I can't fight City Hall. But I just, when you see the move, a 500, was the NVIDIA earnings good enough for a 500-point move in the Dow yesterday?
Well, welcome to market caps, right? And that's just a great way to end this guest. I thought we would play a role reverse so you could be the guest analyst and we would get to hear more of you and less of me this morning.
I didn't need to go on that rant, but I did. Anyway, I apologize.
No, but hey, I understand. I love the reference to Danger Will Robinson. I hope you'll take my commentary that we've moved from Goldilocks to
Platinum Locks. I like that.
So there's at least some parallel tracking. Maybe we can unpack more about that next week on the TV show. But a very happy Friday to you.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe this, but by this time next week, a lot of this stuff will shake out and we'll come back to, a more sane environment. But we'll see. I can live in hope. I appreciate you coming on, though. Love you. That's Craig Milanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group and co-founder in Chicago. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to go back and talk more after this.